Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Christy Diamond. We're going to be talking about mercury fillings. Now, a lot of people, oh, well, that couldn't be true. There couldn't be anything wrong with mercury fillings. You know, they've been putting them in for 100 years. And, well, of course, there is a great deal wrong with mercury fillings, which, you'll be firmly convinced of. If you get a chance to see Christy's excellent video, you can actually see some of this up on her website, but you'll want to get this video, and we're going to be carrying it. It's called Uninformed Consent. That's uninformed consent, because, of course, the dentists are putting fillings into your mouth. They're venting mercury, which is one of the most toxic substances known to men. Now, you have to understand that the dentists have been lied to by their dental association, and most dentists, I believe, are honest, ethical people. But, of course, just as I believe doctors have been lied to about fluoride and about so many other things, the dentists have been lied to about mercury, and the problem is that they are exposed to so much more. In fact, I remember I had a wonderful dentist here in town for many years ago, and one day just committed suicide. And you say, why would anybody do anything like that? Have you ever heard that expression, mad as a hatter? Do you know why hatters were mad? Because of mercury poisoning. Christy, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi.
All right, fine. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you got on a crusade to try to tell the American people the truth about mercury poisoning from fillings?
Well, I started out having some illnesses that traditional methods in medicine just weren't curing, and so I started to embark on a little research campaign of my own to see if I could figure it out, and lo and behold, I thought, well, I read this book on mercury, and it sounded reasonable to me, so I went to have it taken out. And in doing so, this was in the late 80s, I actually got sicker, and I didn't realize at the time, but here I had, in going to a dentist and having it removed, it was removed in sort of a unsafe method, because dentists are, of course, taught it's safe, and they don't know how dangerous it is. And I got a colossal exposure of mercury at the time. And assuming that I had it all out, I couldn't understand why I was sick, and I was using every method I could possibly think of to stay upright. I finally came around to the fact that I still must have mercury in my teeth. And I had it all done all over again about 3 or 4 years ago, and this time I started to get well.
Now, basically what they've done is they left some of the mercury in and put, what, nickel caps on top of it?
That's right. That's right. They had put, they commonly will put porcelain on a nickel base, which is a known carcinogen, nickel is, by the way, and they will build up the base of the tooth with a base of mercury, and then they cover it with this cap, and they think it's safe because it's all covered, but the mercury is, not only is it interacting with the dentin and the nerve and the tooth, which has a highway to the rest of your body from the root cavity, it also interacts with the nickel and exacerbates the whole metal toxicity with the electricity that's formed.
All right, we'll be back here in just a minute with Christy Diamond, and you're going to find this a fascinating, fascinating program. Could this happen in America? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're being poisoned on a regular basis. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Christy Diamond. And Christy has done a tremendous job of putting together a video. We've had her on before, and we're even going to put some of our programs with her into a new 4-tape set on mercury. And, of course, they've been poisoning our children. The government has been mandating that infants in the nursery take their hepatitis B shots with doses of mercury thimerosal that they knew were toxic. And, of course, we've seen a 600% increase in autism. It's gone from about 1 in 10,000 children to somewhere between 1 in 250 to 1 in 150 children. Now, of course, after they've done all of their damage, they're saying, oh, well, we're going to take it out. It's not toxic, but we don't want you worrying about it. We're going to take it out, except for the elderly. No, we're going to leave it in for the elderly. And, of course, if you're elderly and you're going to have an influenza shot, why, of course, you're going to get mercury. And we're also going to give those same influenza shots to the children because we don't want them to get mercury. But you can be sure we're from the government and we know what we're doing. And I think that they do know what they're doing. That is what's really so frightening. And we're going to first go into this whole background. We've done a number of interviews with Dr. Boyd Haley, who, of course, is the head of the Department of Chemistry at the University of Kentucky, and the definite relationship between Alzheimer's disease, which is increasing dramatically, and, of course, the mercury that comes from the mercury fillings. And if you doubt that there is any venting of mercury from the fillings, why don't you just cover that in about the minute we've got it. Christy, tell them about the venting and how you can actually see the mercury vapor coming off from a dental filling that's 50 years old.
Well, we took, a videotape of this, and we used a shortwave ultraviolet light. It's called a miner's light. You put a phosphorescent screen behind it. It's much like having a black light. And you can readily see the vapor coming off at room temperature. And as you, if you brush it a little bit, or you heat the filling up even to body temperature, it comes off. It looks just like a cigarette smoke vapor coming off the end of a cigarette. Wouldn't you say that? I mean, when you saw
absolutely.
That?
In fact, I just watched your video this afternoon. I'd already seen Dr. Haley's films, and then I watched your film, and it really is impressive. You did a great job with that video. And I think everybody needs to understand what's going on and understand that now after all this time, after 100 years, they're going to do a controlled study. And where are they going to do it? They're going to do it with 700 children over in Portugal. Why are they going to do it in Portugal? Because they're afraid to do it over here in the United States. Because, of course, if it turns out that they're harming the children, think of the lawsuits there'd be. But, of course, don't you worry. They're going to continue putting mercury fillings in your children's mouth.
Well, you know.
Just a moment. And we just had to bring the last, of course, of our stations online. Go ahead, Christy.
I'm sorry. The children over in Mercury or in
Portugal.
In Portugal, so I get my mouth working today. the children, I get so riled up about this too. These children are excreting about 125% more mercury after 3 years of this test, and this is not enough for them to stop the test.
All right, Vina, basically what happened is because there's been so many questions raised about this that, of course, they decided to do a test, but they weren't going to do one here in America. So these were children who had never had any dental work done, who needed dental work done, poor children, perhaps orphans, what they are, I don't know, but they're being done over, of course, in Portugal, and they're being followed along for an experiment here in the United States. Now, if there's nothing to worry about, why did they want to go to Portugal? Answer that question. And then, of course, if they're really significantly increasing the incidence of mercury, and you have to understand, it takes a long time for the mercury to have an effect on your brain, but it does have an effect on your brain, and Dr. Haley has actually, of course, he's in charge of the Department of Chemistry at the University of Kentucky, and they, long ago, when they were working on Alzheimer's diseases, they saw the pathological changes under the microscope in Alzheimer's patients, and of course, they found that they related to mercury, but they had no idea where the mercury was coming from. Oh, was it from the tuna fish? Was it from the sharks? Was it from the swordfish that they ate? Maybe they swallowed a mercury thermometer, or maybe they got it out of the soil. And then, of course, Dr. Haley eventually was convinced by a group of dentists, and there are dentists who know what's going on, and they're trying to get the truth out. And of course, these dentists showed him how your teeth actually vent, constantly venting vapors even after 50 years. And of course, it goes right into the mucosa, right adjacent to the circulation that goes to your brain. So pick up the story from there, Christy, because you're the expert on this.
Oh. Well, I sort of became an expert by accident, just in trying to get the mercury out of my own system, and I'm now to the point where you can just see it all around you. And, you know, you talk about the fish, and well, how did the fish get the mercury? Well, you know, it turns out that many of our utilities have been reconditioning their biosolids, and in those biosolids are not only all of our human excrements with the mercury that they do excrete, but they also are getting all the mercury that's being dumped down the drain by dentists, and most of them do not have any kind of containment for this mercury that they are putting into people's teeth or drilling out of people's teeth. So these utilities are reconditioning the biosolids, and they call it sludge, and then they give it to our farmers who are producing our food, and they spread it all over the farmland, and it is uptaken by the plants, and it gets into our water table. And in Washington State, there is not a waterway, not one, that is not one beyond the acceptable standards of mercury contamination in our state, even at the highest mountaintop in our state.
And, of course, really what's so interesting now is they're saying to women, well, now if you're pregnant, oh, you want to be so concerned about your children, we don't want you eating tuna fish, and we don't want you eating certainly swordfish because there's mercury in them, and we don't want you to give mercury to your unborn child. But you got a mouthful of these mercury fillings that are constantly venting out. And, of course, Dr. Haley has got a great new study, and I'm sure you know about that one, where they've actually taken children, autistic and non-autistic children. And non-autistic children have a high level of mercury of course, these are children whose mothers have fillings in their mouth, and they have high levels of mercury in their hair. In other words, but that means the child is able to excrete the mercury and get it out of their brain. It's not centralizing the brain. But in the autistic children, of course, they have a very low level of mercury in the hair, which means, of course, they're storing it in the body and they have difficulty excreting it. And so there's a definite relationship between autism and mercury. But, of course, they cannot let the American people know. And the dental associations are frightened to death. And they know they're going to lose this because the people are learning about it on the Internet. And, Christy, you have a great website, don't you?
Well, I like to think it is.
All right. Why don't you tell our listeners about it?
It's at www.uninformedconsent.com. And you can go on there, and we are posting news as we get this, you know, with, you know, Dr. Haley and I, and you know, there are hundreds of other people, Dan Burton, congressman from Illinois, and Diane Watson from California have co-sponsored a bill, and I've been traveling back for their hearings to ban mercury amalgam. And we're trying to get sponsors for that bill because, you know, it's just a no-brainer. You know, actually, if we had informed consent in a dental chair, it would just take care of it because a consumer market would never allow a toxic substance like this placed in their mouth. If the dentist waltzed into the office and the operatory there and announced to you that he was going to put in a filling that was 50% arsenic, you know, you would be making a beeline for the door before you had a time to turn around. But most people don't take that same consideration for mercury, and it, in fact, is much more toxic than arsenic is. But everybody knows arsenic's poisonous.
You know, of course, the thing is, don't some of the people who produce the amalgam actually have warnings on the packaging that they send to the dentist?
Oh, yes. They get what they call a material safety data sheet. It's an MSDS sheet, which, you know, you'll get if you buy a pharmaceutical product of some, you know, you will get a little sheet that tells you all the side effects. Well, one of those comes with the mercury, and one of them comes with the amalgam. There's two little components that they mix right there in the dental office. And you never see that as a patient. And by the way,
what does it say? Do you have any idea?
Well, I can give you some of the highlights.
Right, go ahead.
The big highlight that comes to mind is renal failure.
Renal failure from the mercury that they're getting in a dental,
right.
From a filling, and they actually have that in the FDA required brochure, and nobody ever tells the patients that.
No, nobody ever. And in fact, what's really egregious is they may have people who come in there who are on dialysis, and no one ever discusses it with them.
And of course, the other thing is, of course, you, in the video, and you really want to get this video, you'll actually see the hearings that were held up in the state of Washington, and you'll see these dentists getting up and saying, look, I mean, the ADA, the American Dental Association, says this is perfectly safe. The American Dental Association has never had a patent on amalgam fillings. And then, of course, they show the patents on the amalgam fillings. And who had them? Why, the American Dental Association. And the dentists, and I'm sure they were very sincere. They say the science shows they're perfectly safe, but they never tell you where the science is. And of course, there are all sorts of websites. You need to go to Dr. Haley's website as well. Do you recall what that is?
I believe it's ALT, A-L-T, Corp, C-O-R-P, .org. And I'm just off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
All right, fine. Well, of course, we can get the information for you. Just type in Boyd Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, and you'll, of course, get your access to it. You'll want to get his information or get on my interviews with Christy and, of course, with Dr. Haley and Mark Geyer, who's done the analysis that is being presented to the government now, and, of course, Dr. Blaylock. All of these will tell you that what you're not going to get from your dentist, because he really doesn't know about it. But if you care about him and you care about other people, you're going to get informed, and you're going to tell them, and you're going to convince them that they've got to stop using mercury fillings. And more dentists who, you know, 2 years ago thought this was crazy are suddenly beginning to realize what's happening. And, of course, they're worried to death they're going to get sued. And it's not their fault. I mean, they're more victims than we are, because they're getting a tremendous dose of mercury every single day.
Yeah, they are. And these dentists who are practicing mercury-free, who do subscribe to this this idea that it's dangerous, these people are giving their lives, literally, because every time that they take mercury out of somebody's mouth, even if they employ all the safety precautions, they're getting an exposure, a colossal amount. And these are the people who are putting their lives on the line to save us.
Now, what is that town over in Japan where, of course, the company was dumping the mercury into the... What was it?
Minamata.
And, of course, the company was dumping mercury into the bay, and, of course, then the fish would get it. And the whole town came down with mercury intoxication, and many of them went mad and have all sorts of neurological problems. Why don't you tell that story?
Well, the Minamata village was, they thought at first it was a virus or communicable disease because their cats got ill. And they were scared to death that they were going to get it, and sure enough, they did. And they studied it for years before they finally realized it was because a company that was dumping into this landlocked lake where they fished was dumping a huge amount of mercury into the water, and they would be fine one day, and the next day they would be they'd be shaking like Parkinson's, or you know, if you saw any of the video, we have some of it in our film, but if you saw any of the video, you would see a whole gamut of diseases in the visual that you see. And it's very difficult to watch, by the way.
Well, I'm hoping many of our listeners will want to get it and want to get informed and then help us inform others. I think it's a very impressive video. It's so well done. I just saw it this afternoon. And of course, I told Christy we are going to carry this because we want our listeners to watch this video and then to help us inform others. Because if we can make people realize they're lied to about mercury, maybe we can convince that they've been lied to about fluoride, and maybe we can convince them they've been lied to about the vaccines and the mercury in vaccines. Now, why are they leaving the mercury in the vaccines for the old folks? Because they're the ones who are most susceptible to Alzheimer's disease. And why do they want to give the mercury shots in the influenza to the children? They've taken it out of all the other vaccines, but they're still recommending the mercury-containing influenza vaccine for children. It has about 30 to 50 times the acceptable level of mercury. Why would you do something like that unintentionally? Well, maybe for the same reason. We're not trying to stop the AIDS epidemic. And our great success in Africa, you go into the major cities of southern Africa, 38 to 42% of the population is adult population is HIV infected. Do you honestly think that happened by accident? Do you honestly think that we have over 150 million people with hepatitis C throughout the world? They got it from dirty needles, and we just didn't know they're using dirty needles for the vaccine we were paying for was going to create problems. We'll be right back in just a moment here with our special guest. Could you believe that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America as we see falling SAT scores? It's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money. That'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-based education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hofker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment in the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for outcome-based education. Once you understand what they're doing to your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. This is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel that you need more energy, have you ever considered taking Be Alive Royal Jelly? Now, I've taken this for about 10 years on my own and along with my family. We've been very, very satisfied with it, and recently why the Be Alive people approached us and asked if we'd like to have them sponsor us for a month. So we certainly agreed to that because we think it's a great product, and I think you will too. Let me suggest that you call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. The product is sold with a money-back guarantee. So give them a call at 1-866-233-7500 and simply ask to learn more about Be Alive Royal Jelly. I think that you'll be very, very satisfied with this product. This is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that if you were, well, if you don't want to hear me again, we were going to try to get Bill Sardi on there to tell you about Alamax, which is another product that I take. And of course, Alamax is a garlic product. It's allicin. It's the active ingredient in garlic. And you get about as much allicin as you would from 15 cloves of garlic, I suppose, if you take the whole box, which we do. We take one a day, both myself and my wife and anybody who comes over with difficulty with colds and things of that sort. We give them a little Alamax because, of course, garlic has been known to great for fighting infection really since the beginning of time. So if you'd like to know more about Alamax, why don't you call them at 1-866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000 and ask them about Alamax. I think you'll be happy if you do. And then, of course, let me tell you a little bit about the water filters that we carry. The Big Berkey has been used, of course, for, well, I guess since the beginning of time. It's been used by missionaries, and it's a stainless steel water filter, and it has ceramic filters, and does a great job. It filters about 2.5 gallons of water at a time. You put it at the top, it comes out the bottom, and you've got good drinkable water, whether it comes from a river or stream or from a stagnant pond. You can drink the water out of there, as the missionaries have. Now, there, unfortunately, you can't get the Big Berkey in California or Iowa, but you can get a Berkey Light. And, of course, this is made of Lexan. It's the same substance that bulletproof glass is made of, so you can see the water levels. The filters are, we call, black Berkey filters. There's two of them. It takes a little longer to filter the water. It does a better job. They have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and check out the two water filters, and then call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon is Christy Diamond. We're talking about her video, Uninformed Consent, and that's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It is an excellent video. You can get it off of our website, or you can give us a call and get it to Radio Liberty. But you need to see the pictures of the people from Japan. These pictures were actually taken of these people in Japan, the victims of mercury poisoning, and understand that you are constantly venting mercury from your fillings, and they have one tooth there, and you'll actually see it. It was filled 50 years ago. It was removed 15 years ago, and it's still venting, of course, the mercury vapors, and you can actually see them. It looks like smoke coming off the end of a cigarette. And, of course, you have to understand that, of course, mercury is one of the most toxic substances we know as far as being neurotoxic. In fact, I mean, we've used these mercury thermometers. I grew up with mercury thermometers. But now, of course, you're told if you actually break a thermometer in your house, why you are to not to try to vacuum it up because of the toxicity. You have to get somebody out actually to clean your house for you with special equipment. And, of course, they are passing laws in certain states, my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Christy, that the dentists now are going to have to not simply put the mercury down the drain. They're going to have special places where it's kept. You know, it's a toxic substance. They're taking it out of your mouth. It's going to be kept as a toxic substance, but in your mouth it's not. This is madness.
Well, you know, they have a whole new trade is popping up in the dental industry of people who are offering these receptacles for the dental offices now, and some of them do it safely and some of them don't, and what they do is they'll give them a receptacle that they put into their plumbing and they'll come and pick it up and then they recycle it or reclaim it, and they're offering it to the dentist, and it's really not it's not that expensive for the dentist to do, but you know, it'll get the large chunks of mercury, but of course, you know, a certain amount of the mercury just dissolves itself. I don't know the exact chemical process. Dr. Haley could talk to you about that. But it actually does still get into the water, but you can get the larger chunks out. And here in the Seattle area in King County, they've required dentists to put these traps as of last month. They require them to put them in all traps in every dental office.
But of course, it's all right to put the mercury fillings into your mouth, but boy, if you're going to take it out, we have to have these special traps because we've got to protect the fish.
Well, the mercury comes in a hazardous waste box, and it has to be removed and gone out of a dental office in a hazardous waste box. Did you know that?
Oh, but of course, we can send you out with a mouthful.
Yeah, it's okay to put it in your mouth, but you know,
we live in a world gone mad. And everybody thinks we're crazy.
It's craziness.
I know.
It's just craziness.
And, of course, we've known about this for some time, but it's really as we've been able to get people who really study this and have the scientific facts, and there are all sorts of scientific studies. There are literally over 1,500 studies that show the danger of the mercury that they were giving to our children, mandating giving to our children in the nursery. And if you tried to stop it, why, it was a case of child abuse. And there's only one case that they had to show that it was safe, and that was actually paid for by Eli Lilly. And you remember, of course, when they put the Office of Homeland Security legislation, they tacked on to that legislation for Office of Homeland Security a special get-out-of-jail-free or you-can't-sue-us legislation for Eli Lilly. Because, of course, they had donated a great deal to the president's reelection campaign, and his family has strong ties to Eli Lilly. Fortunately, because of the outcry from good people, they had to take that out. But, of course, now, of course, that's one source of the mercury. And the other, of course, is the fillings, which they're still putting in the mouth, and which the ADA, the American Dental Association, is still telling you are perfectly safe. Are we going to win this battle, Christy?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think we've got a whole population of very poisoned people, but it's clear to me that the ADA is having some very, very serious trouble. Their constituents are not signing up. They're having trouble getting people to believe it. The consumer market is going into the constituents who belong to the ADA and saying, hey, I want to have this stuff taken out. And all of a sudden, overnight, they're becoming mercury-free dentists.
Hey, and of course,
consumer rules.
I can remember when I was just a resident back almost 45 years ago, and one of my professors, whenever somebody had a lot of aches and pains and nothing made sense, he'd have all their teeth pulled out and they'd get better. And I could never figure that was. We always used to make fun of him. Old Doug, Dr. Doug, I won't give his last name, but he was a great doctor. And looking back, I'm beginning to wonder, and maybe he was a lot smarter than the rest of us were. But, of course, 45 years ago, people never talked about the things we're talking about today. We're going to be back here in just a moment. With Christy Diamond, we'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention the Miracle 2 soap products that we carry, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but I will tell you that an awful lot of people who actually use these products consider them a miracle. And we've had this statement for people who've used it for their acne, and people have used it for rashes, and people have used it for all sorts of things, and we can't tell you it's going to work. I can just tell you that a lot of people say that it's worked for them, and I'll tell you it's a lot safer than most of the things you're going to get. And, of course, I, of course, used the soap for a long time because I did have some sort of an allergy to soap, and I've been so pleased with this product and with the gel. And my wife, of course, uses for heartburn. This is the neutralizing solution. And other people say it helps their lower digestive tract. All we can do is suggest you try the products, and I hope that you'll be as happy as most of our customers are. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And certainly ask about the Miracle 2 soap products, or hopefully you'll want to go ahead and get a complete introductory set of them at a reduced price. And then, of course, we want to remind you about Phenopoly. It's a program designed to teach children or adults, any age can benefit from it, how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. Then you'll be fascinated, as you play the game in about 16 hours, you can actually transform your ability to read. And I had a gentleman 60 years old tell me that he bought this for himself, and he was going to go through it again. He'd learned so much, and you can do the same thing. Most of these programs are $300, $400, $500. I found one for about $225, but this is $139.95. We throw in a couple of books. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games. It's called Phenopoly. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Christy Diamond, and we're talking about mercury fillings in your teeth. And of course, you'd say, well, that couldn't be. You know, they wouldn't do anything like that. Well, of course, you remember the stories of ancient Rome. I don't know if it's true or not, but they said one of the reasons Rome fell was because of the lead that was in the aqueducts, and they were simply poisoning the people with their lead in there. But
exactly,
I don't
right.
know. I don't know whether that's true or not. But I do know that we have the scientific studies that show a definite relationship between Alzheimer's disease and mercury. And mercury gets into the circulation from these fillings, and of course, Alzheimer's disease is on the increase dramatically, as is autism, as are so many of the other neurological diseases, which of course can result from mercury intoxication. And you'll want to see this video, and it's called Uninformed Consent. But right now, let's go to Richard. Hi, Richard. Do you have a question or comment?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to, as a side note, to point out how we're being poisoned all around. The antiperspirants are also full of high concentrations of aluminum, which is also linked to Alzheimer's and autism. So we got to be careful at everything we do and everything we consume, because we're getting hit by all sides.
All right, we actually carry what we call a deodorant stone. Really works pretty well, and it looks like it'll last forever. It doesn't have any aluminum in it. But, you know, I agree with you. There are real problems. Anything else, Richard?
That's it, Dr. Stan. Thanks.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Spencer. Spencer, you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I got a mouthful of mercury. I had an old-fashioned dentist years ago, and Those metal plates that they put in people's heads, are those also made out of mercury?
No, they wouldn't be. They'd be an alloy. Usually they'd be vitalium or stainless steel, but they're not mercury. But certainly you might. I can't imagine that you would get a battery reaction at a distance, but you certainly wouldn't want to have any metal caps put over your mercury, because then you really would get a battery. Do you have any thoughts on what he's asking there, Christy?
Well, you know what I have noticed, and this is sort of an anecdotal sort of observation, is that people who have these artificial stainless steel implants for limbs, you know, and joints and that sort of thing, it just seems reasonable to me that that is an exposure of nickel when they have this. And if they've got the other metals that are running around in their body, many studies I've read show that if you introduce a second, a third, a fourth metal to the mercury contamination already, that it exacerbates the effect by 100 times each time.
Right. Well, of course, most of the things that they're making now are made out of titanium, at least the ones that I have in my hip are. Anyway, thanks very much for calling this, Spencer.
Yes, sir. And I just wondered if the mercury dental amalgamos had any interaction with the ELF wave towers.
With what?
The ELF wave transmitter towers.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, there is something very interesting, and that is, of course, that we used to have these old crystal radio sets, and, you know, you'd have a crystal, and you'd move something around with that crystal, and you could pick up something. There are some people, actually, who've been able to pick up a radio wave through their fillings. I don't understand it, but it can happen. Thanks so much for calling.
Yes.
Have you ever heard that before?
I have. I've heard that. In fact, I heard a story that Lucille Ball had picked up some sort of radio waves during the war and reported it, and they kept it quiet because they didn't want her, wanted people to think that she was nuts, but they actually caught some, illegal shortwave radio transmission.
With Lucille Ball, but this really is possible.
I think it was in Reader's Digest, actually, right, or something like that.
Well, lots of strange things out there. But I'm not as worried about, the radio waves interacting with them as I am about the venting of the mercury. And when you see the pictures that are up on Christie's website, or if you get her video, I'll tell you, that really is very, very impressive. And of course, Dr. Haley, or Hallie, who we've had as a guest in the past, and he is the chairman of the Department of Chemistry at the University of Kentucky, and he has similar pictures that he has actually shown. In fact, when he gives his talks, he shows these pictures. In fact, is he showing your pictures, or
yes, he's told me that the moment he was actually the first person who got the actual video file of that too.
All right.
And he has told me that he takes that around with him when he debates anybody at the ADA. I have noticed that the ADA has backed off of this position that it doesn't off-gas that they've had for hundreds of years.
No, about 100 years. It was about 1900 when they formed the ADA. And the whole idea of the ADA is they were going to put in these cheap fillings. They were inexpensive. You could get them in rapidly.
Right.
Because the only alternative at that time was gold. So here was a way to do a lot of fillings and make a lot of money. And I'm not suggesting that that's the major motive of most of our dentists today. They really have been lied to by the professional organizations that, for whatever reason, seem to have a vested interest in continuing to poison the public.
Well, it's hard when a mercury toxic person, and I include many dentists in that category, it's very hard for them to learn new things. You know, they're used to doing it the way that they're used to doing it.
And I think
it's hard to accept new things.
Actually, some people are much more sensitive to this than others, aren't they?
Yeah, some people are. I think it's determined by, one thing that's really obvious is that if you were born to a mother with amalgam fillings, you really are at a high risk. And there is some exposure from every family member that you may live under the same roof with from their outgassing. And you're getting that because you can certainly uptake it through your skin just as easily as you can get it through your mouth.
Well, I think the interesting thing that Dr. Haley has found is that they've actually come up with a new paper that will be out either published or just about to be published, where they've taken the children of mothers who will have a lot of fillings, and, of course, some of the children have autism and the others don't. the children that have are normal, come from mothers with a lot of fillings in their mouth, these children have a very high level of mercury in their hair on their head shortly after they're born.
Okay.
And what that means is that they're able to excrete the mercury into the hair, and they probably then can excrete it through their skin and other areas to get it out of their system. But the autistic children that come from mothers with similar mouths full of mercury fillings, the autistic children have very low levels of mercury in the hair, which means they can't excrete it, and it's probably then, of course, being accumulated in the brain, which is why these children are autistic. And this is a terrible, terrible thing. And then, of course, in addition, then we come with the government mandate. We're here from the government to help you, and if you don't give your child all of these various vaccines, why, it's child abuse, because we've got to have everybody vaccinated, and we're going to start in the nursery. And then at 6 weeks, you're going to get more and more and more. And autism has gone from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 250, in some areas 150. And of course,
California this last year, it has tripled in some cases,
right,
just in 1 year.
But they say there is absolutely no evidence that it's coming from there, but there's no evidence it's not, and there's no evidence it's safe. And of course, there isn't lots of new evidence, and we'll be doing an interview with Dr. Mark Geyer next week, who's done a lot of work on this, and gone over all the government reports, and I think you'll be fascinated by his information. So, you know, what's happening now, it's interesting to find Diane Watson, who's on the far left, and Congressman Dan Burton, who's on the far right, and they're joined together in an effort to stop continuing to poison our children and our people. And, of course, you know, good people. They're both good people. And I think it's really so exciting to see that we can work with other people on things that we really agree with and hopefully have some impact. What's happening with their efforts back there? Are they getting a lot of opposition from the American Dental Association?
Well, they've picked up, I believe they've picked up a few sponsors, and of course we're all working on increasing that. They're planning on having another hearing here probably in another 4 to 6 weeks. Where they're looking towards examining the environmental impact of this dental issue. I know that Dan Burton especially has been working on the vaccine issue for about 3 years because he has a grandchild that's autistic as well, and he's just in a rage about the whole thing. We are cutting another video, by the way, that's going to cover the vaccine issue specifically.
Well, I want you to give me a copy of that as soon as you get it, and we'll
hopefully
we can get that out as well. And again, Christie's video is called Uninformed Consent, because, of course, you're not being told this. You go into the hospital, they have to, you know, you're going to have an operation, they're going to tell you all of the possible complications. You go in the dental office, and, of course, they're not required to tell you what is on the packaging that they get, you know, that says that there are toxicities, all sorts of complications from the mercury they're going to put in your mouth. And where is the outcry from the people? And, of course, where is the outcry from our government officials? Most of them, of course, will not take a stand on this because, of course, these people from the Dental Association come and said, the science shows that there's no possible danger. And then you ask them where the science is, and they say, the science shows, but they never show you what the papers are. And, of course, you go to Dr. Haley's website or to Christie's website, and we'll have other, and there are other websites out there too, aren't there, Christie?
Oh, yeah, they're popping up everywhere. I remember mine was one of the first ones that would come up in the search engines 3 or 4 years ago, and now lots of people are getting it. And you can find out a tremendous amount of information just by doing some searching on the net.
And I will tell you, I have a very good friend who's a dentist in dental politics, and he's on the front lines of this battle, and, of course, he knows what's going on, and he is totally against the mercury fillings. And he told me, he said, you know, the California Dental Association knows they're going to lose this battle, and they're so frightened they don't know what to do.
Well, you know, the California Dental Board was fired.
I know they were. And why don't you tell that amazing story?
Oh, that is an amazing story. Diane Watson had a reg that she put in when she was a representative in California before she went on to the Congress, and which required informed consent. It's simple enough. And that was in 1992. It was never enforced because there's no vehicle in place to get it enforced.
Now, but what was the regulation that she introduced? And it was basically that the...
That you warn women and that pregnant women that that mercury can be dangerous. It was supposed to be posted in every dental office, and it was unsafe for children.
In other words, be telling pregnant women the dangers of dental fillings. Okay. Is that right?
That's right. There was a whole list. And so what happened is that there was an attorney by the name of Sean Caromi down there who asked the California Dental Board if they would please do it the way that it's supposed to be done. And so what they did is they reproduced exactly what they had before. And they did it three times in a row after being asked. And there were meetings. They would cancel the meetings. And finally, Gray Davis sent in his director of public relations and said, we're going to fix this, and if you guys don't fix this, you're going to get fired, because these dental boards are appointed by the governor of the state, by state. What happened was they got fired because they wouldn't do it. And he actually took it through the Congress, and he took it through their Senate, and it was voted on. It's my understanding it was unanimous, save one vote in the Senate. And they interviewed and hired a whole new board, and that board has been a little bit more cooperative, my understanding.
And basically now, are dentists required to tell pregnant women of the danger of dental amalgam?
Yes, they are, and it's posted, and they have a warning list that was according to the regulation that was put in 1992, and here it is, 11 years later, it finally is being enforced.
Well, I think
you can thank Gray Davis for that, really. I don't know. I'm not that familiar with what he has done and what he hasn't
He's been a disaster, but of course,
he was responsible for that.
We'll give him 1 point for that.
We got to give him credit for that.
All right, fine. And of course, I think that it's so vitally important for our listeners to understand that in many states, if a dentist tells the patient that, of course, they have dental fillings and they're toxic, they can have their license pulled away. At least here in California, we're somewhat enlightened. But a lot of dentists have lost their ability to practice dentistry because they've told their patients the truth about the danger of dental amalgam and dental fillings. Have you run into that?
Oh, yes. The American Dental Association has a code of ethics. And Rule 51A says that they can't advise their patient that mercury is a toxic substance and that it may cause, diseases or illness.
And, of course, what's really so funny is that in this video you're going to see, if you get Christie's video, they have this dentist, and he's testifying before this committee, and he's saying, there is no such thing, there is no such requirement. I mean, there is no blacklist for dentists who tell their patients of the danger of dental amalgam. Well, they know they're not a blacklist. They simply take your license away.
That's right. And you've got a dentist who's probably spent at least $500,000 getting an education and buying his operatory and setting up his business. And by this time, he's probably got a thriving business and a family to boot. And they're threatening to start legal action against the man. And that's enough to put anybody under. They can't afford to do that.
So there really is more to this than meets the eye. I mean, they have to know, and they do know, of the toxicity of what they're doing. But they're lying to the public. They're lying to the dentist. And you don't get angry with your dentist. Your job out there in the listening audience is to educate your dentist. And we hope that you'll want to get our 4-tape set. We'll have it together probably in about 10 days. It's simply going to be entitled Mercury. And, of course, it's going to cover the thioamerosol that they've been poisoning our children and infants with, and, of course, the mercury that they put in your mouth. And you really want to find out about it. And, of course, certainly many people are extremely sensitive to this. But the threat of Alzheimer's disease is the frightening thing. What a terrible way to spend your latter years, just sitting in a corner incontinent. And with all the terrible things that have happened to President Reagan, and, of course, as a victim of Alzheimer's disease, that could very well might have been prevented had, of course, the information we're telling you today been widely known a few years ago. And it's really only a few years that this has really been picked up, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's starting to gain a lot of momentum. I think it's starting to head towards a critical mass. There certainly is a consciousness going on. 3 years ago, when I would talk to people about this, they'd they'd want to look at me like, yeah, right, you know, I got three
another
heads.
Another one of those people.
And
probably
believes, you know,
in black helicopters.
That's right. You know, Mel Gibson all the way, you know. And now people actually become intensely interested in what I have to say. And they, the next question I hear coming out of them inevitably is, where can I go to have it removed?
And, of course, there are dentists who know how to do it. You want to go to somebody who really knows what they're doing, and they have to have a rubber dam, and they have to use a lot of water, and they need a very, very high-speed drill. And you want to get to somebody who really has done this before and knows what they're doing, and has got to get all of the amalgam out. That's one of the things. They left part of your amalgam in, didn't they, when you had yours?
Oh, yeah, I went in and I had the first time, the one that I told you about earlier, they left the mercury underneath the composite. And that certainly wasn't helpful.
Anyway, thanks so very much for being with us, Christy, and we'll look forward to having you with us again later this week, or I guess it's later this week, isn't it?
It is tomorrow morning.
Okay, bye-bye, and you have the 800 number to call.
Yes, I do. Thanks
God bless
very
you.
Much.
Bye-bye.
All my prayers.
All right, fine. Well, that was Christy Diamond. I hope you've enjoyed the program, and I hope you'll begin looking into this, because they're poisoning us with NutraSweet and aspartame. They're poisoning us with fluoride in our water. They're poisoning us with, and they know what they're doing. That's the difficulty. But you see, there really are too many people in the world, aren't there? Well, we'll be back here in just a moment here to wrap up today's program. This is a fascinating four-tape set, Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan, who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, this is the time when I want to mention some of the other items we have, which we hope, of course, that you'll want to get hold of. Certainly, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to, and of course, you can get the special, the Brotherhood of Darkness, and the video and the audio tape for $29.95. We also have a four-tape set on the new educational program, FedEd, of course, the No Child Left Behind policy, which is basically to change the attitude, values, and beliefs of your children, and, of course, to bring them in line with this whole pagan concept of the New World Order, the New World Religion. We have a four-tape set and the book, and you can get them separately, or you can get them both together for $29.95. And we think it's so important you understand what they're doing to your children. And then, of course, we also have a special program that will help children get out of the government schools. It's called the Robinson Homeschool Program. It'll take your children from grammar school all the way through high school education, and they're going to teach themselves. It's all there on 22 computer disks, and you don't let them on the computer. You pull it all down. The lesson plans are there, the questions, the answers, the textbooks. The only books you have to buy are the Saxon math textbooks. You want to get your children reading, and you want to get them out of the government schools. If you care for them, seriously consider getting the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. The entire program is $199.95. Pretty hard to beat. And so give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website at radioliberty.com and look up the Robinson Homeschool Program. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and first, let me just comment that we have this new video by Christy Diamond. It's called Uninformed Consent. I will have to admit I was quite impressed by it when I saw it this afternoon. It has a tremendous impact, and especially when you see these children that came out of this Japanese village, of course, where they had mercury in the fish there. And, of course, remember they're telling you, oh, you certainly don't want to eat tuna, you don't want to eat swordfish, you don't want to eat shark, because they have mercury in them, but just open your mouth. We're going to put the mercury fillings in there, and we know they're going to vent, but probably they won't do any harm, at least for a time. But we're doing a study over in Portugal to find out if there's damage. Why are they doing this after 100 years in Portugal? And, of course, why did they go to Portugal if there's absolutely nothing to worry about? And if they're not sure it's safe, why are they continuing to do it? Why don't they know it? Wait until they do know it's safe. Well, we have so many other tape sets. We have a four-tape set on excitotoxins. We call it aspartame. We have a four-tape set on water fluoridation. We have a four-tape set on why do we still have cancer? Four-tape set on genocide. And you need to get this information. You need to become informed because, of course, your health really matters to you. We have a four-tape set on life-saving secrets that can save your life. And we have the wonderful book by Dr. Russell Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have a book on excitotoxins. We have a book on why do we still have cancer, the Brzezinski Breakthrough, the suppression of cancer treatments. All of this and so much more is available through Radio Liberty. And so if you'd like to get a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you'd like, of course, to get a free newsletter, call the same number. Go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can find all sorts of things up there on the website. You can listen to our program 5 hours every single weekday. Of course, you won't get anything accomplished, but you can listen 5 hours every weekday. And then, of course, you can certainly, tell others about our programs. You can pull down our newsletters. And let me suggest our latest newsletter. It's a 2-month newsletter, 12 long, long pages, going into all the new diseases that have been created and what a great job we're doing stopping AIDS throughout the world and in Africa and the major cities of southern Africa, where between 38 and 42% of the people are HIV infected. How could that have happened with modern-day science? And, of course, I can tell you I practice medicine in South Africa. Very, very advanced system of medicine there, both for black and white. I actually worked in a black hospital there for 3 years. And believe me, it's not because they're using dirty needles. But that's an entirely different story. Anyway, we hope that many of you out there, of course, will tell others about our radio programs. You'll tell them about our website and get them up on our website. You'll encourage them to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the Brotherhood of Darkness Special. You'll encourage them, of course, to get our FedEx four-tape set. That's FedEd four-tape set, telling about what they're doing to our children. Or you'll get the FedEd Special, which is the four-tape set, and the book that documents the fact that the worst advance in education has come within the last 2 years under the current administration. Why would they have passed a bill that was sponsored by Teddy Kennedy? Why would they do something like that? Well, we simply ask you the question, and perhaps if you go to our website and read our newsletters, you may get some insight into the fact that there really is a brotherhood of darkness. There really is a spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. How do I know? Because I read what the other side says, and we even offer to send you free of charge a copy of their pamphlet entitled The Spiritual Hierarchy. It's the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world, and they tell you quite openly how they work. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Pray for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for revival. And then, of course, we ask you, of course, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with it at the same time, may the Lord be with you.